Okay, Candace Owens is going through a James Bond spy thriller of her own, and I want to walk you through all of this because I hate to break it to Candace, but she seems to be living in a paranoid, manufactured reality in which multiple governments are trying to assassinate her at all times. She has strung together a massive international conspiracy theory that she is at the center of, and she has been live tweeting through all of this. She believes all of this is real, according to sources. She is genuinely convinced, and you have to keep in mind, she has one of the largest internet audiences right now. Now, this isn't to necessarily denigrate Candace Owens. I've actually heard some of my fans that watch this show say they also watch Candace, but it's to cast not only doubt, but you guys just got to read some of this shit. So let's start off here. She said today, this was today, quote, "I can now say with full confidence that I believe Charlie Kirk was betrayed by the leadership of Turning Point USA and the very people who eulogized him on stage." So we essentially have here a massive conspiracy theory surrounding Charlie Kirk, but it's bigger than that. There are multiple storylines running in this James Bond movie at the same time. And let me walk you back to perhaps one of the most interesting. Candace Owens tweeted a month or two back, she said, quote, "2 days ago, I was contacted by a high-ranking employee of the French government. After determining this person's position and proximity to the French couple, I have deemed the information they gave me to be credible enough to share publicly in the event that something happens. In short, this person claims that the Macrons have executed upon and paid for my assassination." She's saying that the president of France and his wife are targeting her in an assassination attempt, and she's the one that found out through like some tip in the email. Just for some context, Candace Owens has been floating conspiracy theories that Bridget Macron is transgender and was born a man. Completely baseless, completely false. The Macron family launched a lawsuit for defamation saying, hey, you got to stop making like hundreds of videos and posts about us actually being transgender. It's weird. Now she takes it to this. She says, in short, the Macrons have paid upon my execution. Yes, you have read that correctly. More specifically, that the green light was given to a small team in National Gendarmerie Intervention Group. I am told there is one Israeli that is on this assassination squad, and the plans were formalized. Again, this person provided concrete proof that they are well-placed within their French government apparatus. Further to this point, this person claims that Charlie Kirk's assassin trained with the French Legion 13th Brigade with multi-state involvement. Okay, dude, Tyler Robinson was a random Discord dude. Tyler Robinson was an antisocial young dude who got sucked down internet rabbit holes according to every piece of evidence. His roommate has cooperated, has not denied any of this whatsoever. This is some absurd conspiracy theory work, but this is only where it starts. So essentially, Candace Owens is going manic after her Bridget Macron feud and transgender thing. Now she's saying the French couple is trying to assassinate her with the help of an Israeli IDF soldier. There's always, I mean, some people have legitimate Israel derangement syndrome. Listen, I think the Israeli government is starving, likely committing a genocide against the people in Gaza. It is disgusting, despicable. The war needs to end. They need to stop these strikes. But some people legitimately have Israel derangement syndrome, also known as just like anti-Semitic views, where she's constantly talking about the Jews and having legit Nazis on her show. I'm not just making this up. This happens. So she says Charlie Kirk's assassin trained with the French Legion 13th Brigade. Then she tweets, "I am told that payments for assassinations are running through the Club des Saints in France." Like, do you get what I mean by James Bond movie? Like, this is like I'm watching one of the James Bond or Mission Impossible movies, and he's somehow on a mission in France. The payments that run through Club des Saints. You have to go pick up the payments, then do the plan. She says, "That means there is a paper trail, and I encourage the patriots of France to do what you can to uncover it. I would again like to stress that there was French female assassin, but also a male Israeli assassin that were selected to kill me. These are joint state operations." This is such a good movie right here. Joint state operations. It's a love story between a French assassin and an Israeli assassin that initially don't like each other. There's a lot of friction. The Israeli assassin is a little bit of an asshole, and the French female assassin doesn't like him at first, but then he saves her life. Like, I've seen 100 movies like this. Candace Owens then posts, this one's hilarious, "Already receiving a ton of emails about my throwaway comment on today's episode regarding noticing a lot of male attendees at the Charlie Kirk assassination were wearing maroon shirts despite it not signifying UVU school colors. I had no idea that the color was associated with elite airborne operations, encouraging everyone to further hone in on the males wearing maroon on that day. Wait, this could actually be a breakthrough. I'm just joking. What in the absolute? The male attendees were wearing maroon shirts. What do you think you're onto here? And those maroon shirts were associated with the elite airborne operations. Who's convinced by this stuff? She's also ranting about maroon shirts on her show.
Dude, this footage, and any time that I think that somebody is shady or somebody is brought to my attention that is involved or I would like more information on, they happen to be wearing a maroon shirt. Have you guys noted this? Everybody that day, like I know, look, everybody is liberal and guys wear pink and, you know, Abercrombie's a thing. But I have never in my life looked at, I mean, every guy seems to be wearing maroon.
This is patently absurd. It's totally the psychological phenomenon where have you ever like seen a new car or gotten a new car or your friend's gotten the new car and then you see that car everywhere and then it turns into a pattern recognition thing? This is very, very common. Except usually the people who get caught up in the pattern recognition don't have a platform in front of millions of people and they're going off about crazy conspiracy theories. If I ever get this crazy, guys, if I ever go this wild, please just like email me and let me know. Let me know. People are posting memes. Covert assassin team training 101. Everybody wear matching t-shirts. That is the first thing that international assassin teams are taught. Everybody has to wear matching t-shirts. It's matching t-shirt day. To continue, she says, I have informed people in the federal government and the White House of the France and Israeli assassination plot, and I'm willing to provide full details, as well as the name of the assassins and international accounts in France and Canada through which money was exchanged. By the way, if you appreciate us going into the depths and covering this stuff, double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler channel. A lot more content to come throughout the next month and year and years. We're starting our own debate formats. We are going to continue to break down news and culture. Candace then says, beyond that, I have shared more information with the public regarding the Bridget story I was investigating at the time of Charlie's assassination. This is all available on my Instagram stories. In her mind, this is all connected. Kirk's assassination, Bridget Macron, transgenderism, her assassination, apparently attempt, it's all connected in her mind. She then says, major break. Someone directly involved in the booking process has confirmed to me that our, quote, Egyptians who flew into Provo ahead of Charlie Kirk's assassination were staying at the La Quinta Inn and Suites in Orem, Utah, specifically the University Parkway location. Remember, our Egyptians flew in on September 4th and stayed through September 13th. We're now looking for footage of these individuals. And then she then said, our show will be off air this week. As an update, both the White House and our counterterrorism agencies have confirmed receipt of what I reported publicly. Emmanuel Macron attempted to organize my assassination. Nobody has confirmed this other than Candace. This is like all happening in a vacuum, by the way. Former generals and people in the Trump admin who are crazy, like General Michael Flynn, an actual QAnon conspiracy theorist, he's retweeted this. People like comedian Dave Smith have retweeted this, like, wow, I hope she's okay. I hope they don't end up getting her. Like, some people actually have fallen for this, but I don't see it. This is crazy stuff. She says, also, I will again state that the French Legionnaires were involved in Charlie Kirk's assassination, but they did not act alone. For all of you who doubted my claims, you can now look to the President of the United States and our intel communities to issue a statement to confirm whether I'm telling the truth. She posted this a week ago. There has been no statement. No statement has manifested. It's like when the QAnon people kept saying the storm is coming. Any day, the storm is coming, and it never came. So then today, on December 2nd, the day of recording this, Candace Owens posts, I received information last night that put the final pieces together for me. I can now say with full confidence that I believe Charlie Kirk was betrayed by the leadership of Turning Point USA and some of the very people who eulogized him on stage. Yes, I will be naming names and providing evidence for my claims, and I am making a personal plea to every well-meaning person who donated to this godforsaken organization to request a refund. You were lied to, and leadership knew. We're going to see how party leadership reacts to this, how TPUSA leadership reacts to this. Listen, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. The only conspiracy theories, quote unquote, that I dabble in are the fact that Trump is definitely in the Epstein files. I think Charlie Kirk was very likely killed by Tyler Robinson, according to every single piece of evidence. But I'll continue to cover this as it unfolds. Drop a like, subscribe. If you live in Tennessee's 7th District, vote for Afton Bain tonight. Love you all. Peace out.